Hymn 892. Art thou by sin a captive led? Is sin thy daily grief? The man who brake the serpent's head can bring thee sweet relief. Hymn 892.
Let us read from the sacred pages of God's Word, from the book of Job, chapter 33. The book of Job, chapter 33. Job 33. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches and hearken to all my words. Behold, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue hath spoken in my mouth. My words shall be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall utter knowledge clearly. The Spirit of God hath made me, and the breath of the Almighty hath given me life. If thou canst answer me, set thy words in order before me. Stand up. Behold, I am according to thy wish in God's stead. I also am formed out of the clay. Behold, my terror shall not make thee afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon thee. Surely thou hast spoken in mine hearing, and I have heard the voice of thy word saying, I am clean without transgression, I am innocent, neither is there iniquity in me. Behold, he findeth occasions against me, he counteth me for his enemy. He putteth my feet in the stocks, he marketh all my paths. Behold, in this thou art not just. I will answer thee that God is greater than man. Why dost thou strive against him? For he giveth not account of any of his matters. For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon men, in slumberings upon the bed, then he openeth the ears of men and sealeth their instruction, that he may withdraw man from his purpose and hide pride from man. He keepeth back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. He is chastened also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. So that his life abhorreth bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show unto man his uprightness, then is he gracious unto him, and saith, deliver him from going down into the pit. I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, and he shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray unto God, and he will be favorable unto him, and he shall see his face with joy, for he will render unto man his righteousness. He looketh upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it profited me not,
He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit, and his life shall see the light. Lo, all these things worketh God, oftentimes with man, to bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I will speak. If thou hast anything to say, answer me. Speak, for I desire to justify thee. If not, hearken unto me, hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. Let us pray. Ever merciful, ever gracious, holy, holy, holy Lord God, how we can hardly understand thy holiness except by the light of thy inward dwelling, and how we plead for this massive grace. Thou art the same yesterday, today and forever. And we would draw near to thee at this time, in this thy lower house, in the way of public prayer and worship. Oh, that we may be given that grace as individuals with never dying souls to worship thee in spirit and in truth. Help us to come and plead that grace and that precious blood, the precious blood of the Lamb, the glorious Son of God, who gave his life a ransom for many. And may our living exercise be daily, that we may be found among them. O Lord, we tremble at a lost eternity, but we have sinned and come short of everything. But much confession is needed now, much. And we desire, in that personal way, in private, to be often confessing our many, many sins and failings, our shortcomings. But we would draw near to plead the way that has been made to God, even at the throne of grace, even in worship, even in our life and pathway, to draw near unto thee in prayer and at this time in worship, in public, and to plead by faith that gift of God, or that indwelling gift from heaven, living faith, to believe and to know thou art the Son of God, the Redeemer, and this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them, but we come pleading thy dying. Lord, we would plead it so much, but we cannot command the blessing. Lord, we cannot bless ourselves. We cannot give light to our own heart. And all we can do is bow and make our request unto God. And we would make it at this time as well, in this public way. For thou enable us this day to feel some sense of thy love and grace toward us, so vital, so necessary, so longed for, a renewing as in the days of old. O Lord, so we plead with Thee, hear these mercies, eternal mercies, mercies of salvation beyond description, that good hope through grace, however small, however little, and not very often, yet realities, or to know Thee, whom to know is life eternal, and all we have to come then, in prayer, pleading Thy blessing on the word. Lord, Thy word is not just written in ink, printed in ink. O Lord, may it be life. May it be in our heart ingrained. May it be living principle. May it be a fountain to us, a fountain of hope. We can but ask these blessings and do ask for these urgent mercies. For Lord, the day is coming fast when we shall have to stand before the judgment seat. And we cannot prepare ourselves. And if we don't feel ready yet and now, it is only by Thy grace we ever will. And we plead that grace. If we can't make ourselves ready now, we never shall be able to. But all who lead us, our soul, our spirit, our mind, our heart, our life, or to Calvary, to the throne of grace, to the feet of the Lamb of God, and there to make our wants known, and to pour out our heart to Thee and tell Thee everything, as our opening hymn has hinted at, in all things. Help us to tell Thee our great need. Let us draw near. But all we would see and understand that love of God toward men, toward His chosen, His people, in sending His only begotten Son, and all the grace, the love of the Lamb, to willingly obey, to come and delight to do the will of the Father. Also give us that light in our heart, that we may be encouraged to press on toward the mark in the narrow way. And what a narrow way it is. Our heart is all over the place by nature, going in all directions at the same time. O Lord, yet, O for singleness of eye, O to looking unto Jesus, O the author and finish of our faith, and to consider Him. Oh, what contradiction of sinners Thou didst receive while suffering below, O Lord, and yielding Thy life up as that ransom. O gracious God, so bless us and favour us for a little while in Thy house. May it truly be the house of God, as Jacob found Bethel. May we see that way to glory. May we know the blessing of the Father and the redemption of the Son, the blood of sprinkling upon our consciences and our guilty frames. We humbly pray. Dear Lord, we beg Thy blessing now. For remember us as we gather and do hear our prayers. We long for answers increasingly. Do remember each in mercy. Bless this house of prayer. Bless Thy servants that come here to preach the word. Grant them Thy liberty and Thy blessing. And there may be signs following. Remember those that hold office. O Lord, do remember them. One in the lonely pathway of widowerhood. Do be gracious unto him. Strengthen him daily. Help him, Lord. Uphold him. May you feel and know that with him from time to time. Remember also one who is laid aside at this time. We thank thee for the little holding off now of the sickness, and pray that he may know that full recovery, now restoring to good health once more. So remember each, Lord, in mercy. Oh, we think of the younger friends. Bless the Sunday school. Encourage the teachers. Bless thy word to the younger friends, the children, the little ones, those growing up into adulthood, into teenage years. May thy word follow them. Open thy hand and provide for them in the unknown way ahead. But oh, do call them by thy grace. May thy fear be in their heart. Dear Lord, may they hear thy voice. And do save them from the wrath to come. And from the vanity of this world in measure. O Lord, we're sinners by nature. We should all dabble in it from time to time, with much sorrow afterwards, and much regret, and much mourning. Dear Lord, do keep them in thy fear, and do raise up a seed here to serve thee still, a generation to call thee blessed. Oh, do remember age friends. It is evening time. The judgment seat is close. May we be found in thy righteousness clothed, and sitting at thy feet at the throne of grace, in our right mind, clothed in that royal robe of everlasting love, to go through Jordan. Do remember each of thy people in senior years. Do bless them, Lord. Remember all in pain, affliction, sorrow, care, loneliness. Many afflictions abound. Any under medical appointments or treatment, do be very gracious unto each and help them. Or do remember and grant healing mercies. Have compassion, have pity upon those that do cry to thee. Do lift up their heart, do groan. Do groan in their soul when they consider their ruin and their life. May there be that glorious hope, Lord, a living hope in their soul, hoping in Jesus. Lord, thou hast died. Or there has been a death for sin. There has been an answer for sin. May we draw near. Or may we know the touch. Open our eyes to know thee. To reveal thyself to those that cry continually unto thee. So remember each in sorrow and care at this time. Dear Lord, remember us in the nation. We will pray for our country still. O Lord, there is confusion and in this land, yet there is a remnant. Hear the cries and the prayers of the remnant who do lift up their hearts for the nation. Once highly favoured, we have forsaken thee altogether, thou not in the counsels of men any more. Do raise up those once more who fear thy name, who know thee in parliament, men of stature, and in the education, and in business, and in local government and in public services, men who fear thy name. Remember our King this coronation year. Give him quietness. We pray, open his eyes, touch his heart. Lord, it's not what he has been, it's what is now and what the future will be. We're all sinners, all done wrong. We all need the same mercy and salvation. And why should we receive it when others are passed by? We know not, but we need it, Lord. Oh, we plead that grace with thee. Above all, do raise up men to go forth out of Zion to the power of the Holy Ghost, to sound the alarm and blow the gospel trumpet, as in former years, under the dew of the Holy Ghost. Turn us unto thee as a nation. Remember the nations of the earth. Stay the hand of the aggressor. O Lord, we think of persecutions in China and poverty and sorrow in Africa. O Lord, and think of thine ancient people who are hard and still in heart. O preserve us from a world war, a nuclear conflict. Preserve our country. Hear the cries of the remnant. And now, Lord, we must and would thank thee for all thy mercies and thy goodness to us. Answers to prayer, helps by the way, daily provisions, many daily mercies. Thou art good. O Lord, we have a throne of grace. We have thy blood to plead. So many mercies, these gospel mercies. O Lord, now risen our great high priest, our prophet, our king, exalted in heaven. This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. So we, Lord, do acknowledge so many favours and mercies. Now, Lord, what wait we for? Hope is in thee. Bless the singing of thy worthy praise. Holy Spirit, be due. All we pray, come, be due in our midst. Lamb of God, Lord Jesus Christ, be near us, be in our midst, dwell in our heart. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We plead salvation, plead eternal life. Ask thy presence now and thy blessing, and we ask in the name of the wonders of thy provision, thine only begotten Son, and humbly plead and ask all things for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 743. My business lies at Jesus' gate, where many a laser comes, and here I sue and here I wait for mercy's falling crumbs. Hymn 743.
Thank you.
in complete dependence upon the Lord, who needed help and blessing, I would draw your attention to the words found in the book of Job, chapter 33, and at the last part of verse 24. I have found a ransom. I have found a ransom. The verse reads, Then he is gracious unto him, and saith, Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. This is Elihu speaking. Job had three friends who accused him of particular sins, considering his trouble. But Elihu also began to speak. The Lord rebuked Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, and so forth. He rebuked them and caused them at the end of the book, as you know, to make an offering and so forth. Elihu was not so rebuked, but it was not the Lord speaking. The Lord eventually spoke out of the whirlwind. But Elihu here speaks to Job of a salvation, something that is found. And he speaks here, doesn't he, concerning God's dealings, the way of salvation. And what a mercy that he keeps our life from going down to the pit, dear friends. What keeps us from the bottomless pit? The Lord's grace, God himself. We know it's sovereign choice. We know it's electing love. We know these truths. It's no good knowing about them. It's to receive them. And while I emphasize that, there's not one of us can command it. We cannot give ourselves salvation. But quietly, the Holy Spirit does work in his people's heart. He teaches them. Here a little. We can honestly say there a little. Now and again. By exercise. By sorrow. Perhaps by a chastisement. Perhaps by conviction of sin. In many ways, the Lord continually deals with his people. And in his time and way, by his grace, he will show us the ransom for our life and for our sin. Now, some here may say, I haven't found that ransom. But are you seeking it? Who made you seek it? If you're earnestly seeking, then it doesn't come from you, because you'd like to get on with your life. Your natural side would. Your natural heart would just get on and do things, get on with your daily business, enjoy your business and so forth. But there's an aching void. Have you an aching void? Is something wrong? You're agitated. You're brought to need someone. The Son of God. The realities of his salvation are real. His healing mercies. His gracious mercies. Have you had some? You read it in the Word. By and by, may there be some favoured souls here, and I need to be among them still, to be able to say, I found a ransom. How did I find it? How did you find it? How any man will find it? Now, Lord Jesus said, Seek and ye shall find.
But that has to be given us, doesn't it? Everything has to be given us. You may seek for a while, but it's continual seeking, a continuity, an earnestness, an asking. I'm sure you ask, but where do we get? Nowhere. Is our asking half-hearted? Ponder it. Is it half-hearted? The Lord knows. The Lord knows. But is by his Spirit, he moves the heart to ask. And now you may feel your heart askings are weak and feeble. And are they earnest? They may not feel to be. But there is that continual asking to become knocking. Knocking loudly at mercy's door. Dear friends, we need to find a ransom. You know, here we have Elihu saying, you know, then is he gracious unto him. This is God's dealings with man. Then is he gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. The Holy Ghost teaching. That interpreter, you know, hymn writer says, God is his own interpreter. He will make it plain. The Holy Ghost to interpret God's way, God's will, God's blessing, God's purpose towards us in his only begotten Son. Have you been led to the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you need him? Well, there is a way of salvation marked out. It is a narrow way. And Jesus said, did he not? I am the way. Now that is the way. That is the following. That is the looking. You know, and it is a good word. It's a wonderful word that you know. I'd just say kindly, when you look at the word of God, when you look at a verse like that, pour out your soul over it. Ask for further light. You may have light, we acknowledge that, but further light, further grace, a further depth of the reality and of the grace of it. I am the way and the truth and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. You know, what a truth to God. God is love. Yet, what makes him a terror? What makes him a judge? Our sinnership. And why we found, and there's a tender fear of the Lord in grace. There is a terror fear of the Lord, which isn't of grace. It's conscience. Beloved friends, a word that draws you. You see a mercy in it. Plead it at the throne of grace for further light. You know, Peter, writing his epistle, speaks, does he not, in this way? Then is he for as much, that's the word I wanted, I couldn't get the first word, for as much as ye know that we were not redeemed with corruptible things. Redeemed. Everything's answered for. There's payment been made for sin. For going astray. Redeemed. Bought with a price. The price has been paid. The blood of the Lamb. the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear friends, and this is humbling work. Jesus said, blessed are the poor in the spirit. We don't like being poor in spirit, do we? Let's face it. We don't want to be poor in spirit. But grace will make you needing Christ daily, looking for him, watching for him, waiting for him. Well, for as much as you know. And what a mercy to know a little, but you'll want to know more if you're a living soul. Have you ever considered what it is really to be lost? What do we know about of that fear of going down to the bottomless pit? Friend, a lost eternity, no more, but here is the ransom. For as much as you know, you're not redeemed with corruptible things, time things, things that fade, matters that fall away, doesn't last, but with the precious blood of Christ. He goes on to say, of this earth's goods, silver, gold. Gold goes a long way. We could all do a little bit more of it, couldn't we? It's only for time, though. It's only for time. And it's not for eternity. But with, redeemed with. And he speaks here of this, received by tradition for you, this vain conversation. But is there a vain conversation in religion? Is it religious yap-yap? You know, when Christ, I'm sure some of you have known this, when the Lord is near, you don't need to talk to anyone else. You can tell them, you can tell the church, you can tell your loved one, the goodness of the Lord, that is right to do so, and you should. But it's the Lord has come to your soul. There's nothing like it. And the living long for that, increasingly. It must be. It must be so. Friend, to be in glory. There's many things on this earth which wear out. Even our interest in things wears out. Even the desires, we get older, the desire faileth, doesn't it? As the wise man says in Ecclesiastes, everything comes to naught. But here, eternal blessing, Christ, longing to be with him, his love, God's love, never to fade, never to fade. Well, the Lamb of God, Jesus Christ, the precious blood of Christ, the precious blood of Christ, what an expression, the precious blood of Christ. Do you long for it? Are you hiding under it? How? By faith. Friend, by faith. Read Hebrews 11. Without faith it is impossible to please him. We cannot be justified without living faith in the blood of the Lamb, in Christ Jesus. Faith, that gift, as a lamb. A lamb. Christ's humility. Christ's sorrow. Taken by wicked hands. And slain. Mocked. Spat upon. Whipped. With the reed. And crowned with thorns. Well, the ransom. Is he precious unto you in the desire? Has he been made precious to your soul? Have you seen a beauty in reading the word? Beloved friends, Jesus is in the word, not just in word only. He's there. You know, his life is there. He's seen, even in the Old Testament, in some of the saints, in the promises, in the prophecies. when the Lord first favoured me a long time ago now, and I didn't really know much of Scripture, and I was reading in Daniel and found it quite hard, but I came across something, a gem, that stone cut out of the mountain, that stone, I saw Christ. Beloved friends, how we need that grace given us continually. There's a, you know, there's a Lamb, Christ the Lamb. He asked them not a word. The Lamb taken. What a description of the mighty Son of God, the glorious Son of God. You know, He had come again to judge. He sits on the judge. He will come again, friend, not for suffering and not to answer for sin, but unto judgment forever. He will come again. Yet here described as a Lamb, as a Lamb. Deep mysteries, aren't they? Friend, they're beautiful mysteries. They're lovely truths. If only we could taste them. Taste them. Friend, get a sense of it. To know Him. You know, never give up prayer. Never give up, Jesus, reveal thyself to me. You know, you may think, oh, this is repetitive. Friend, it's your heart. If your heart is in it, it won't displease God. What does displease Him is when we turn away. When we turn away. Friend, that offends Him. But when we seek Him, however poor it might be, you know, that glorifies Him. Well, as a Lamb without blemish and without spot. It speaks of absolute purity, holiness of the Son of God. Completeness. The righteous one. You know, yet made sin. Made sin for us. What a grace. What a contrast. He never sinned. He was impeccable. He could not sin. Jesus could never sin. He was the Son of God. He was holy. But made sin. Sin imputed to Him. Think of the difference. Now consider His sufferings. Consider it. What must it have been? That thing that was alien to Him. And He knew one day He would one day judge righteously. Yet now made a curse for our sin. Made a curse by imputation. Made over to Him. Our curse made over to Him. Are you used to this? Have you heard this all before? Dear friends, may we come to God's house humble and tender. Be a good day when we all groan our way along to God's house, isn't it, in prayer? Longing for the Lamb. You see the day approaching. You know, I say this reverently. There's no weariness in heaven. There's no boredom. Friend, glory. Seeking glory earnestly in Christ Jesus. Friend, you never get, if you're a living soul, you never get weary with the Lord Jesus in longing for Him, His love, His grace. Get weary with ourselves. And a good thing to get weary with our sins, isn't it? Well, have you found a ransom? I have found a ransom. This is Elihu, as I said just now, describing to Job the way of salvation, God's dealings with men. You know, in heaven above, we have, and also on the earth beneath, really, in the spiritual part, we have in the book of Revelation, when the Lamb, you know, wonderful, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, you know, one that's sitting on the throne, this glorious Lamb, you know, weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, to loose the seven leaves thereof, the seven seals thereof. And he saw in the middle a lamb as it was once slain. in the midst of the throne. You know, the lion and the lamb, Christ Jesus, all that, all that, all that. Lion by his power, by his judgment, but lamb, meek, tender. Friend, Jesus is tender to his people. Do you believe that? He'll deal tenderly with you, kindly with you. Have you found that ransom? Well, he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. And then when he'd taken the book, the four beasts and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sung a new song, saying, "Thou art worthy to take the book." Has he taken the book for your soul to redeem it? You know, and to open the seals thereof in time on earth. You know, for thou hast redeemed us to God. Speaking to the Lamb, there they bow down. Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, nation. How true. There's a good word in Peter. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. Precious. This precious blood of the Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the soldier that pierced his side, they found him dead. His legs were not broken, not a bone was broken, but they pierced his side. Blood and water flowed out, and John witnessed it to be true. He knew it was true. Friend, do I know it's true? We know it's true. We believe it. Mercy to be a believer, isn't it? What about being a personal believer? To receive something. You can't command that. But to believe. You know, the eunuch said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." What a glorious statement. He did believe it. His eyes were opened by the preaching of Philip, weren't they? And the scripture was open. Has scripture been opened up to you? Blessed scripture. Open right up to your soul. Have you found this ransom? Friend, we have also for an encouragement to us in Zechariah, don't we? We have that word. In that day, there shall be a fountain open for sin. And for uncleanness, for sin, a fountain. Friend, a rising fountain. I know we get all sorts of fountains in parks and squares and so forth, but a continual flowing. That river that makes glad. The river that makes glad the city of God. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God. The flowing of it, the running from it. The gospel runs to your heart, comes into yourself like a stream sometimes, or a shower of rain, the refreshing rain. Friend, or distilling as the dew. There's such a thing as distilling, as grace distilled on the heart. That distillation, if watched, is very slow. You gradually realise, you're not seeing it get bigger, but you realise the droplets get bigger. You realise they have got bigger. You may not perceptibly see them expanding or enlarging, but they have. The dew on your soul. You know, have you found the ransom? Elihu goes on to speak of God's dealings. He looketh upon men. Friend, he looks upon men. You know, he knows whether you need that precious blood of the Lamb. In that day there shall be a fountain opened. The house of Israel, inhabitants of Jerusalem, for sin and for uncleanness. Do you know the awfulness of the corruption of your heart? Well, he knows you know. He knows you fear him. He knows what you feel. He knows your sorrow. He knows your care. He looketh upon men. And if any say, I have sinned. Friend, we all say we're sinners, don't we? It's just religious language. You know, it's right to say it, but you know, if you feel it, it puts you a bit to silence sometimes. It makes you a bit scared to speak. We put our mouth in the dust. He looketh upon men, if any say I've sinned and perverted that which was right. Friend, and we have. Have you known that? Have you had to say before God, I've sinned and I've done wrong. I've perverted that which was right. You know, and it profited me not. That was grace showing you it's not profited you. He will. He will deliver his soul from going down into the pit. God will. He will deliver his soul. The Lord will deliver his soul. And his life shall see the light. Your life to see light in God's light. And to see the lamp of God. To see Jesus Christ. To know him. Friend, have we found that ransom? You know, that hiding under the blood of sprinkling. The Paschal Lamb in Egypt. You think of them having to their feet shod, their loins girded, staff in their hand, ready to go, but within the blood, underneath. The door was daubed with blood. The sideposts and the lintel, there daubed with blood. With hyssop, the blood of the Paschal Lamb, as they feasted at that Passover. And thereafter, they fed on the mysterious feeding. Was it by faith? They didn't know it. To feed on Christ. Do you feed on the gospel? Do you feed on Jesus' words? It's a wonderful thing to do so. I know some of you have, even though you would be hesitant to say. You remember the day, don't you? And you know the feeding. Perhaps you had a little light this morning in reading something. Or in meditation. Begin to feed on Jesus. You know, they fed on the Paschal Lamb, roast with fire. Do you feed on his word? Whoso eateth my flesh, drinketh my blood, hath eternal life. But Jesus said, accept ye. I know I've said this here before many times. Well, yea, his soul draweth near unto the grave, his life to the destroyers. Friend, and we're each drawing near to the grave. I know some of you, many of you are younger, but may you bear the yoke in your youth. To your younger friends, do you say your prayers? Do you... The children. What is a yoke? Do you bear the yoke in your youth? In your young days? God's yoke. God's binding. God reaching you, his word. You know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest to your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Why? Through grace, through the gospel, through the living hope. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. Well, then is he gracious unto him. Has he been gracious unto you as described here by Elihu to Job? Do you long for him to be gracious? And Seth, you may know, friend, the blessing that comes down is according to God's counsel above. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. God's, the Father's divine purpose. And Christ standing surety for those whom he died. Do you believe in a suretyship, one to stand for the sinner? You've been brought to need him. Brought to need him. Deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. The margin is atonement. I found an atonement. Something to answer for me. What a mercy if we have, dear friends. Well, look unto me, says Isaiah, God speaking here. Look at my provision. Look to him whom I've sent. And God spake, did he not, from heaven, when Jesus on earth, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. And what did he say to the people, or to there at his baptism? And also on the mount, when dear Peter was speaking wrongly and unadvisedly, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And beloved friends, may we be given the hearing ear, the understanding heart, that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Well, are you looking unto Jesus? Were you this morning? There's much to pray over. Trials come. Matters unexpected take place. Dispensations come. They seem to take our whole attention. But underneath, that one thing needful, that aching void. The hymn writer says, give me Christ, or else I die. There's a ransom. Elihu pointed out to Job, there's a ransom. Do you know the ransom? Do you need the ransom? Are you looking for the ransom? Do you cry to the ransom? But he's done something. He's done something. Are you coming to him, dear friend? And who did he turn away? I've said this so many times. Yet how can I come? Some soul may say. You know, we are polluted, aren't we? I think it's, if I'm right, it's Daniel Herbert. How can I come? This is to the throne of grace. Well, to the Lord, really, to the throne of grace. You're going to the Lord. You're not just going to prayer. We go to prayer. No, you're not. If you're going to pray, you're approaching the mercy seat. You're approaching the throne of grace. You're praying to the Lord. You're just going to pray. How can I come? Some soul may say, I am lame and cannot walk. How true, isn't it? Friend, what a true description of us. My guilt and sin have stopped my mouth, and I've known that. Friend, I've known that. It's even stopped me praying at times. How could I pray? How can I even ask anymore? How dare I? My guilt and sin have stopped my mouth. I sigh, but dare not talk. Come boldly to the throne of grace, though lost and blind and lame. Jehovah is the sinner's friend, and ever was the same. You know, here Daniel Herbert says, for Jesus fills the throne, and those he kills he makes alive. And here's the sigh or groan. Poor bankrupt souls who feel and know the hell of sin within, come boldly to the throne of grace. The Lord will take you in. Have you found that ransom? Has it been shown to you? Do you long for it? Hope you're seeing that narrow way. Dear friends, it's so easy to say these things. Jesus is the way. We all know it, but am I following him? In heart, in desire, in longings. It's a good question, dear friends, but you know if you are. Those sitting here that do long for something, realities, give me Christ, give me the Son of God, bless me with him. The Lord knows that, you know. You're in the way already. But it's a long and dark path. Friend, think of where Christ went through. Think of the children of Israel in the wilderness. Yes, it was through unbelief. They had to wander and wander and wander and wander around. And that's what you're doing exactly the same. Because of our sin and unbelief. But it's one way. They followed the fiery, cloudy pillar. Are you following Christ in the gospel? Friend, are you looking to him? Are you watching daily at his gates, posts of his doors? Are you waiting, watching for him? Lord Jesus, guide me. Lord Jesus, help me. Lord Jesus, be with me. Lord Jesus, save me tomorrow. Help me. There's a matter ahead. Give me wisdom. His word says, he that handeth a matter wisely shall find good. I preached from that at Swindon once, I remember clearly. You know, it's a good word, but how we need that wisdom given us daily to know how to deal with matters wisely. Are you looking to the Lord? The ransom price will lead you. Look into Jesus' blood, asking for help. Well, here, Job, who was a godly man, eschewed evil. You know, Satan, it's a mystery, isn't it? How Satan came among the sons of the morning. And how God spoke to him and said, have you considered my servant Job? Ah, says Satan, you touch his all he has, he curse thee, you know. Or you smite him. He said, God said, thou shalt not touch his life. See the power of God in the trial. Your soul is safe. Job's soul was safe amidst all the afflictions, all the losses, all the suffering, covered in boils. His soul was safe. Touched not his life. And Satan couldn't. Are you under temptation? Myriads of temptation. Peculiar temptation. You know, look to the Lord alone. Your living soul, you'll be secure. Your life is bought with a price. There's a ransom being offered for your soul in Christ Jesus. Have you found the ransom? Well, dear friends, I will leave the word soon now. As is so often, my meditation yesterday was on another word. I did not expect to be speaking from this morning, but I have. It came to me suddenly. I had to venture with it. You know, if there be a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, the Holy Spirit, many voices, many thoughts, but the still small voice of the Spirit speaking, directing, touching, opening our eyes. That peculiar silent instruction in righteousness. One among a thousand. Well, Jesus certainly is that, isn't he? To show unto man his righteousness. Then is he gracious unto him and saith, deliver him. Deliver him. Friend, we need deliverance from the pit. You know, we need deliverance from the pit. You and I need tremendous deliverance. Hourly, daily, and at the end. You know, the days of Jordan's valley is going to be gone down into. Is the ark there? Is the ark there? You know, when they came across the Red Sea, that water, either, it must have been a good mile wide, wasn't it? 600 and whatever it was, 1,000 men, plus the women, plus the children. And they went across. And the wall of water, but it, you know, you wouldn't get that lot across. Over 1 million, probably near 2 million, you know, in one night, in a narrow path. It was a mile of water. Likewise, Jordan stopped. They went across, a great party. Dear friends, is Christ in the midst? How? Over Jordan, it was the Ark of the Covenant. Over the Red Sea was Moses' rod. But there, over Jordan, was the Ark of the Covenant. In the midst of Jordan. In the midst. Jesus in the midst. The covenant of grace in the midst. The sealed covenant of grace in the midst. In the valley of dying in Jordan. Have you found? There's the ransom. There was the answer for the church to get over dry shod. A type of dying. Now some criticise that and say it wasn't. It was to the promised land. But Jordan, dear friend, becomes for his people the entrance to glory. The entrance to heaven. To the promised land of rest. Well, may we find that ransom. May we be able to be among those who Elihu describes of God's people, God's dealings. I have found a ransom. How? By grace. Shown it. Revealed to me. Touch my heart. My eyes opened. I found a ransom. Friend, Jesus Christ is the same. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today and forever. But he is the same. He is the same now as he ever was. What a mercy. The nature and being and grace and compassion and salvation of God never changes. Never changes toward his people. He's merciful, merciful to their unrighteousnesses and their sins and iniquities. Will I remember no more. Why? By faith, under the blood, under the feeding on the Paschal Lamb, under the blood of sprinkling. All by faith, that gift of God. Then is he gracious unto him and saith, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom.
God willing, Mr. Rosier will address the Sunday school this afternoon in the vestry. And the collections today are for the Christian Institute. And God willing, The trustee meeting that originally was agreed for tomorrow will be deferred until Wednesday the 19th of April. God willing, Mr. Roland Wheatley is expected to preach on Tuesday evening and Mr. Jonathan Buss next Lord's Day, who will also hope to administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn 161. The Lord in the day of his anger did lay our sins on the Lamb, and he bore them away. He died to atone for our sins, not his own. The Father has punished for us his dear Son. Hymn 161.
Thank you.
may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion, unction of the Holy Ghost, rest and abide upon us each, now, forever. Amen.